Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Over the last 2 to 3 years, there has been many do-it-yourself credit repair services popping up around the world. These services pretty much claim consumers can sign up for free, fix their credit for free without hiring a credit repair service. usually from the research I've done on most of these companies, that is not the case. But before we get deep into the episode, I just want to point out here, this is not bashing the do-it-yourself services or degrading their work or their services or anything like that. I work in the service industry. I understand what paying for a service is and how it benefits you. I mean, heck, I'm even drinking a Starbucks coffee here. I have a coffee machine that I can make coffee, you know, for free on my own, but I don't have time. I don't have time to go to the store and get the coffee and do all of that stuff. So I just pay Starbucks, you know, a few times a week and just, you know, use their service to get me a coffee every morning. So kind of the same thing with credit repair. If people don't have their own time to do this, you know, then they have a credit repair service that they may hire to do it for them. So moving on with this episode here, most of your do-it-yourself companies out there, they claim you can enroll into their service for free, but they're trying to sell you some type of credit repair dispute letter or this magic, you know, silly letter that's supposed to get something deleted off your credit report. As mentioned in the last episode, things get deleted for four reasons. One, it has some type of error or inaccuracy on the account. Two, the account is incomplete, meaning it's missing important details. Three, the account is unverified, meaning the credit bureaus did not verify that the account belongs to you in their investigation. Or four, they have received no response from the creditor that is reporting that information. Nothing else matters. There's no letter template that millions and hundreds of thousands of other people are sending in every single day. Your letter is nothing more special than somebody else's letter that they're sending in. So I hope the credit repair industry get away from sending letter templates, because everyone's situation is different. You know, this person signs up with errors on their accounts and this person signed up with an account that may can't be verified, sending the same letter claiming it doesn't belong to you. You know, it's not going to work for both people. You know, person A that has errors, but the account truly belongs to them, you know, they're claiming it's not their account, but it can easily be verified by showing the original contract that they signed themselves applying for the account. So they just ignored the errors that's on the account, but they're sending in these letters that's claiming it doesn't belong to them. And now, you know, that account is still remaining versus person B. You know, it may get deleted because it's unverified from the first place. And then you send in this letter claiming this doesn't belong to me, then yeah, I mean, it may get deleted. So, you know, a lot of people see deletions from these templates based on certain people's situations, and they just think it works for everyone. Credit repair does not work like that. So like I said, it gets deleted those four ways and those four ways only. And then secondly, moving on outside of the letter templates, let's just say they don't make you pay for these letter templates. Well, in order for their do-it-yourself package can see your credit scores and see your reports, they make you, you know, sign up for this credit monitoring service. Now, most of your credit repair companies must need a credit monitoring or must need you enroll into a credit monitoring service, because without that, they can't see your scores and your reports. So let me just lay that out there. Nothing's wrong with credit monitoring. I'm just, you know, like I said in the beginning of this episode, this is just educating consumers thinking they don't have to pay for something. So if you're paying for letters and templates, that's one thing you're paying for right there, which is insane because there's no such thing as a letter that fixes your credit. Number two, credit monitoring. Okay, so if you enroll into a do-it-yourself credit repair service and you have to pay for credit monitoring, that's a red flag right there. Most of these credit repair services or these do-it-yourself companies, my bad, they have white label affiliate accounts with these credit monitoring companies. And what I mean by that, let's say credit monitoring really costs $10 a month or $15 a month, where they're charging you $30 a month or $50 a month in credit monitoring. And then, you know, they're charging you double and they're making the rest back in commissions and profit. So like I said, there's no such thing as a free do-it-yourself credit repair service, because they're making money off of you regardless. You know, it's just crazy. People see the word free, that's the first thing they see, and they just, you know, say quit on everything else and they just go with whatever they think is truly free, but it's really not. So that's one thing, the letters. And then the second thing, credit monitoring, it's not 100%, you know, you're being fooled. But here's the bad part. Let's just say you enroll into a do-it-yourself credit repair service and you're paying for letter templates or you're paying for overpriced credit monitoring, but it's much cheaper than paying for a credit repair service, right? Let's just pretend that's what's going on. One, are you going to send these letters every single month? Two, do you know which letter to send? Three, are you going to follow up on your disputes each month that the current dispute closes? That's a lot of things to keep in mind. So are you going to go to the post office, mail these things off, buy new stamps? That's something else you have to pay for. You have to pay for your gas that you're going to the post office back and forth. And now your time, you know. So if you look all into it, these free do-it-yourself companies aren't really saving you much money, if not, you know, much of your time at all versus hiring a credit repair service. So this is not to say hiring a service is better. Again, this is just to educate people thinking they're not paying for a credit repair service when you really are in the long run. Another thing is, there's no such thing as a free do-it-yourself credit repair service. Again, we just went over letter templates, credit monitoring, mailing stamps, gas, and then your time. Your time is a price itself. So if you really wanted to do free credit repair, do-it-yourself credit repair package would not be the answer, okay? If you really want it to be free, you would just call the credit bureaus and say, hey, I would like to dispute this item on my credit report, and you can process this a dispute over the phone. Now, the bad thing about that, you're limited to certain dispute options. And then secondly, you're probably gonna be on hold for an hour or two before you get in contact with someone. So that's kind of why you dispute by mail. But just want to get realistic with most folks who claim they can do this for free. You can go call them, you know, do it yourself. The second way is, if you really want it to be free, you can just look on your Credit Karma, download the Credit Karma app, look at all of the accounts that's on your credit report, and just mail it that way without paying for credit monitoring. You can go to annualcreditreport.com and get your credit report for free. You can call the credit bureaus or mail them and request a free credit report directly from them. And you can see if there's any type of errors on the accounts, anything that you may not be familiar with. You can look at all of these items on your credit report for free without having to pay for a do-it-yourself credit repair service. So this all goes down the line here. You have the credit repair companies, which is similar to Sturgis Credit Repair. They're pretty much marketed to people who don't have time to do this on their own. You know, if I was in that situation, I probably would not do it myself and just hire a professional company to do it for me, like Sturgis Credit Repair. But let's just start up there. And then you have the do-it-yourself credit repair services that say, hey, don't pay this guy. Enroll into this do-it-yourself service and you don't have to pay a credit repair company when you're still paying for stuff. And then you have, you know, disputing by phone. Why pay for a do-it-yourself when you can do this without paying for mailing, without paying for gas to go to the post office, without paying for your time doing this over and over and over, and then without paying for credit monitoring and all of this, you know, template stuff. So if you look at it, none of this stuff is free unless you're calling or getting your credit report for free and just paying, you know, for a stamp or something and mailing it yourself. So again, this isn't to bash the do-it-yourself community out there. Again, I work in the service industry. I'm literally drinking Starbucks that I probably paid $10 for when I could have made this, you know, at home for free. I simply did not have time. I didn't have time to go to Walmart and buy a pack of coffee, make it myself, and do all of that. By the time I went to Walmart, I could have just went to Starbucks drive-thru line and bought this coffee before I made it back home and made my own. So again, there's nothing wrong with paying for a service. I pay for a lawn guy to cut my grass when I can cut my grass myself. You know, there's tons of different services I pay for every single day. When I go out to eat at restaurants, I'm paying for a service. I can cook a hamburger at home or go to a restaurant, sit down, and have them make it for me within a few seconds, you know. So again, this isn't to degrade the do-it-yourself community. This is just to educate consumers thinking they're not paying for a credit repair service because the service says do it yourself. You're still paying for it. So if there's any questions after watching this episode, or if you have any comments or concerns, you know, please feel free to share them. Follow this channel to be updated on more important episodes similar to this one. Thank you. For those of you who claim y'all was never taught anything about credit, or maybe you guys were just taught wrong information about credit, we have the best book out for you. This book pretty much covers everything that you need to know about personal credit and business credit, and maybe some details in there of how to even repair your own credit. Click the link provided in this video and you can order it straight from Amazon. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.